for DJW, KN4VWA.
Think somebody wants to talk to you today?
Oh.
Well, it just got me some new rubbers on my car. Got front end aligned. Well, they set the toe. That's about all you can do. And so I'm ready to go here.
Raster sound in there. You hear that?
Been going on pretty much since I turned my radio on. It, Pet Boys, so 15 minutes or so.
Okay, well, turn your radio back off.
It almost sounds like a trunking noise.
Heard it that one time. I'm not going to say what it sounds like. I think I got an idea what it sounds like. To me, it sounds almost like a digital encoding intrusion.
Well, we'll just call it QRM. Oh, me. Well, I don't know if you were listening yesterday. I can't remember if I talked to you, but anyway, I'm back from Maggie Valley, and we got back yesterday evening, and we've been all over the place. We had to drive over to Laurinburg, North Carolina, which is in the flatlands there. And then drive back to Maggie, and then we drove home yesterday. Anyway, it's good to be back home. It's good to have a new set of tires in the car. And today is our baby's birthday, so we're going to go over to her house and about 5 and celebrate her birthday.
How about that? Yeah, my granddaughter's birthday is the 25th, this Sunday, and she'll be 5. Well, how is Marjorie doing?
And she's, she has her moments, but she's, handling it as well as can be expected. I mean, Mona's helping her with all the legal stuff. There's, he had a vehicle, a truck in his name only, but anyway, there's some kind of clause in North Carolina, so that doesn't have to go through probate, and it's a real relief, to her. But anyway, everything else was jointly in their name, so. And he had some insurance policies that he hadn't even looked into that his mother left him, so Marjorie will get those too. She passed away, I don't know, a couple of years ago. I don't know what he was doing, but anyway.
Be financially okay. And I know she's pretty strong. She'll get past it. So what's her plan? Is she gonna stay up here, Maggie?
She said it feels like home. And, she's got a beautiful house, and, it's very nice, and she just got her brand new Jeep, and so she's, she was doing fine financially, but she'll get his railroad retirement now, so, he was with the Laurinburg Railroad.
Well, that's good. Well, I tell you what, something that we all have to do at some time or another. There's no way around it. So I hope she'll be okay. It's going to be the toughest when the house gets empty, so you need to make sure you invite her down a good bit.
Keep an eye on her. You know, it's just about an hour and a half up there, and depending on traffic. When we left, one of her daughter-in-laws came, Tabitha, and she's staying with her for a few days. And I think Mona is planning on going back up there Thursday, so I'll probably go with her. And they're going to take care of some stuff. And so anyway, and he had left her a 38 special, and nobody could find it. And they said they tore that house up looking for it. And so I really didn't look that hard for it. I looked in a few places, but it was between the mattress. So anyway, Tabitha found it, the daughter-in-law, so she called me. Marge called me last night and told me. So I'm going to, you know, go up there and look at it. Because I didn't find any cleaning equipment anywhere. I shudder to think what kind of shape that thing's in. But anyway, I need to take her out. She wants to keep it. I need to take her out and let her shoot it when I get it cleaned up and everything.
Got a small portable hand cleaning set, and you just need to take that. I'll loan it to you. Let you take it up there and clean that thing up real good after you shoot it, and put some proper lube on it, and And you're right. She does need to be familiar with it if she's going to have it in the house.
D7J.
Hey, Bob. Hey, hello. I'll let y'all continue. I'm sitting here in the garage, and my wife just pulled in, so I need to go. So I'll say, hey, Bob, and goodbye, Bob and Steve, and y'all have a good day. 73 KB4 CBA. Go ahead and pick it up, Bob.
On you off, I just wanted to let Steve know that the reservation for the lift has been made for October 4th.
Sure, that sounds good. And David, just come on by and pick up that cleaning kit. You're welcome to it. Just take it up there and do what you need to do. And but just make sure she's safe with that thing. 73s. Yeah, I'm all set, Bob. As a matter of fact, I'm going to punch my hole probably if I feel like it. I got my first COVID shot today.
Well, like I said, I got the reservation. I made it this morning. They wouldn't let me make it last week because they would only reserve 2 weeks out, so I had to wait till today. But made the reservation this morning. We're good to go.
I'm sure they're going to give you a quick teaching on how to use that thing, so you'll need to show me a little quick rundown on it too, so that I don't make any stupid mistakes, you know what I mean?
Yes, but they don't need to. I've used them before, and I can show you, basically put the four legs down and you go up in it. Every one that I have rented in the past has got an automatic leveling system. In other words, it will not allow you to raise the bucket and lift up unless it's level. That's all you got to worry about.
All right. And the arm cannot extend out to a point where it's unsafe, right?
You can extend the thing as far as it can extend, and it's made with the balancing of the leveling system, the legs, so that, you're only going up, whatever you told me, 20 feet or 30 feet or something. I'm going all the way up to 50 feet, but you should be able to go as high as you want. Just want to make sure it's level. That doesn't mean it sits on level ground. It just needs to be level.
Sounds like a winner, boss. And what do you got to have to pull it, a 2-inch ball?
I will double check with that before, and if need be, you have a receiver on your truck, right?
Yes, I do.
You can just pull my receiver out, and you can use my receiver to get it down to your house and bring it back up to the store, and if we have to do that, I can meet you at the store in the morning to get my receiver back.
Sounds good. All right. Well, it sounds like we're going to be off to the races. Yeah, that'll be good to get that thing situated and that little project taken care of. If I'm up to it, and so far I think I would be, but if I'm up to it, tomorrow morning is the day. If it's not raining, then I'm going to go ahead and get that thing situated, lined up, and the hole bored so that I can get the concrete poured, hopefully, tomorrow evening.
Plenty of time to dry, and once you get it in there and you get it stood up and clamp it to the side of your building there, you know, you should be fine. You know, it's going to have, if you get it poured tomorrow, it's going to have almost 2 full weeks to set up, and it should be fine, especially if, I don't know how big of a hole you're digging, but it should be fine.
I've got an 18-inch bore on the back of my John Deere, and I'm going to take that down about probably 2 feet, and then I'm just going to pour a basic casing around the top of that, because all I really need is for the thing not to kick out at the bottom. You know, the main structural tie down is going to be on the clamp up at the 18-foot. So that's really all I need. I don't need a big, huge plug.
I had 30-footer. I just took a post hole digger and dug a hole. No, excuse me. I took my auger, which is only a 12-inch auger, and I augered down 2 feet, and then I opened it up with my post hole digger big enough to get a piece of Ron 25. I had a short piece, and stuck that in the hole and got it plumbed, and poured my concrete in there and let it set up. And then, of course, I did guy my tower in lieu of clamping it to the side of the building. If I was clamping it to the side of the building, I wouldn't have guided it, but I guided it just to be on the safe side, just more or less what you're doing with the clamp to the building.
Yep. And as a matter of fact, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, so that I can get absolute perfect alignment, I may wait to actually pour the concrete until I can set, you know, one or two pieces. Yeah, two sections of Ron 25 would be 20 feet. That'd be tall enough, and I could tip that over with the bucket lift on my John Deere and just, you know, have it set up there to where I can have absolute perpendicular vertical.
Works for you, like I said. I'm sure you'll have plenty of time to get it dried up and what have you. Steve, I'm pulling into Staples here. I got to make some copies for the convention, and it's starting to sprinkle, so I want to run in and get this done real quick. I'll be back out in a few minutes if you're around, ND7J.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've got to run into UPS store here in about 5 minutes, so I'll be back out in about 10. So hopefully I'll catch you then. KN4BWA, clear. KW, KN4BWA. You happen to be there, Bubba?
From T-Tango Mobile.